And I just realised we've got a whole new section now for spell schools. That's really cool.
Yep. Yep.
I need to rearrange spells.
Yeah, unfortunately you can't. If they're already in your first one, you need to like copy them into the other ones.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can't really move them.
What's the max on those sanity?
Alex is the fucking man on that.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Oh, yeah. Now.
The max on which sanity is done?
The Mr. Pickles and the other guys we just met?
Mr. Pickles is 3. Katabala is 6. And that's it.
Now, right, couple of notes on the naughty Shamrock there, Admiral Kinley.
Yeah.
They're playing him as Admiral. That way he's not actually commanding the ship, but he tells Mr. Pickles what to do, and then Mr. Pickles makes stuff happen. Yes. They've, even though you are considered the greatest, it's become his ship. And he has the respect of the crew, and etc. But they've added some new stuff. They still have all the various ballista weapons, so there's enough for each of you to have a ballista, if you'd like. But they, the main thing that they've added on is the boosters. These are a once-ever thing that essentially is an alchemical creation that are like rockets on it for a quick getaway. It may blow up the ship. It's experimental right now. But if all hope is lost, and we use the rockets and hope that we don't blow the fuck up. But Mr. Pickles continues, the only way to get them replaced is to take them back to the dock. Also, this boat does not do great in bad weather. So if we see bad weather coming, we've got to land and secure the boat. We have plenty
you
of...
You want us to land? In the middle of a forest, or plain, or jungle, or maybe. Wherever we're going.
Hope not.
Can you please just not land? Just
well, just if we don't, safe. Then we're fucked. We may get, we may end up getting smashed into the ground repeatedly, or something like that, or may even worse, burst the fairly delicate bladder of gas that will be holding us up.
Did you bring any survival experts besides Mr. Bargerman and Alex?
No, we don't normally use the ship for this. All the ship has ever done in the past is back and forth to Burlington. This is way out of what we're good at. But if Alex says he needs to go east or whatever direction he wants to go to explore the world, we will die valiantly helping him.
Well, you lost my bloody magic carpet, so.
Did you get a shower?
There are copies, sir.
Is there a below deck?
There is a below deck. It pretty much, this is a boat with a crew of roughly 50. You guys are being given nice berths and stuff. Kinley's going to be rooming with Mr. Pickles. But essentially, it's a very small closet that the two of you get to share. But you each have like a different, what's it called, berth type thing. And it's not like a hammock. It's like kind of like sleeping in a pulled out drawer. That way, if the ship rocks, hopefully you won't fall out onto the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless I say otherwise, or something happens. I will be below deck at all times.
Oh, you're not going to be over the water.
At least I don't like being outside. This is as close as being to inside as I can be. So.
That's fair, cop. All right. Well, you can watch. Being below deck, super dull. But just to give you an idea of how the ship is, it's a normal seagoing wooden vessel. But then they have this huge fucking gas bladder that's literally sewn up from different beasts. You can see the outlines of the different beasts and shit from these creatures called farters that float around farting gently. Here's a picture of the farters. And that stuff in the back, the big ass that they have, is all gas. And so when they get alarmed or something like that, then they fart and they float up and hopefully out of reach of predators. The problem is that they can't really move side to side when they're floating up. Now, this thing, they also below decks, which makes it really smell atrocious, is a lot of people who get to ride bicycles. So you can help do that if you want. That's to help power the big propellers that move the ship around.
Sure, it'll help keep my mind occupied.
Yes, yes. Otherwise, you just slowly lose more and more sanity.
Marvin Man, if you need anything, I point to my bracelet. You know how to contact me.
Do your thing. I'm enjoying the ride.
All right.
Yeah. If you're not below decks, this is really quite exciting. You've always got shade also because of the huge fucking bladder of gas, which is much bigger than the ship. So in order not to have this be nearly as dull as hex clearing, I'm just going to tell you the direction. And since Alex is choosing the way, of course, if he wants him, if you guys want to give him input and stuff, you can.
I have navigation from air.
This is a good thing. Unfortunately, you don't have any maps, compasses, idea of where you're going, etc. You can keep them on if you want to roll your... Well, actually, since you're kind of following around, it's not going to really help. But once you discover the area, do you have any cartography skill, actually, John?
I'll tell you in a second.
If you don't, you can try each area you go into a cartography roll until you either fumble and give up in disgrace or succeed in it.
I do.
You do have it?
Yes, I do.
Wow, that is fucking impressive. All right, then essentially you can make a air navigation map that will be a big help to any survivors of this journey.
Okay. Do I have anything I can, is this something I need to write with or something I need to draw? Or?
Yeah, you're gonna be drawing out stuff and all that. You're gonna be-
Charting.
Charting, yeah. Yeah, you're doing that. So I'll tell you what, after you've gone some places and stuff, a few places, you can make your own bubble map if you'd like, but then what the cartography role will be is how cool map for the NPCs, how useful for the NPCs, because bubble maps don't really help the NPCs. It helps the NPCs. So you guys are starting off from Kinleyville. Sorry, it's gonna be a little
thing. So before you get into the start bit, Alex, is there any way in the spell section for the character sheet? Can you make it where we can add more trees?
Yeah, I was gonna. What you mean, more schools?
Yeah, basically, I filled them up and I've got more schools.
Yeah, I was gonna add more. Tomorrow. How many more do you need? 10?
Well, for right now, I could probably do with another 2, but if I learn more schools,
there's a lot.
I'll add in another 10 sections. So.
Is it? I'm guessing there's no way clever that you can.
No, unfortunately, no. Yeah. Not yet, but. Okay. Yeah, it's all, yeah. I'll add in 10 more.
Lovely. Yeah, it's good to have room for improvement if you.
Yeah. I'll add in another 10. So, yeah.
Lovely, cheers, Mike.
Cool. Now I know you're going to be trying to keep generally east and stuff. Or, you know, you're following various bubble maps, and I'm not going to be giving a huge amount of description because there are literally over 400 different nodes you can go to in this. But if you're interested in, yeah, I fucking had too much prep time. Yeah.
Do I need to make a roll?
After a while, then you can try like cartography to see how's your map coming out. Is it just a rough sketch of garbage with monsters that you got bored and doodled, or is it a really useful map that has all the stuff the pilots would need?
Fair enough.
Cool. So, right from Kinleyville, the general easterly type of things you can go to is either the Middle Plains or Foothills, unnamed. The foothills take you toward Zarconi's lair, if you remember him.
Um,
By the way, one of you guys might want to keep your own bubble map of this, because I don't know if Matt will, and he will get you lost, and then you will run out of supplies and die.
I mean, I'm technically not watching, but I can do it if you want.
It's up to you. I mean, you're getting updates from your mapper and all that kind of stuff. I mean, if both you and mapper wanted to keep your own bubble maps and stuff, then you have twice as many chances to either confuse yourself or have an accurate map.
I just fly by the seat of my pants.
Yeah.
Or the seat of any girl's pants he can get a hold of.
Yeah. Well, someone else's pants.
Yeah. I'm definitely interested in the charting of all this stuff. So I'm.
Sweet. It's your new job. Tom Tom. I normally give people my own little names, but I like that one. That works. It's nice and easy. Everyone can remember it.
Tom Tom's a good fucking name.
Yeah.
All right. So Middle Plains or.
That's what my poppy called me.
Oh, by the way, here's something special that the cartographer gets. And I'm not kidding on this. This is the way it worked in the old days, and they're happy to let it go now. Anytime I say an area is unnamed, if you can make your cartography roll, then you get to name it. As long as it's short and catchy and not, well, maybe if it's stupid too, I don't know. Your name will become the new official one, because that's how Amerigo Vespucius named America.
Ooh.
Yeah, so. Any name you feel like, as long as it's
cartography roll.
If he makes, when you go into a new area,
no.
If he makes his cartography roll, he can choose the name. So right now you either have the Middle Plains or the unnamed foothills. Which way, Alex?
Which way is more east?
They're both kind of eastish.
Okay. Let's stay on the plains. If we
crash. Okay. No problem. You guys head over to the Middle Plains. It's a lot of the brush and stuff kind of varies from meadow to grass up to waist height and everything in between.
Do I recognize this as an area I've been through before?
You've been, there's a lot of Middle Plains saying, have I been to the Middle Plains? Is like, have I been to Kansas? It's kind of like Kansas, as a matter of fact. It's flat. It's decent farming.
Yeah, but is this the direction we headed then to get to the lizard?
Let's see, to get to the lizards, you would go to the, you would head south to the Mar River, and then the Mar River toward lizards.
In that case, yeah, we'll keep on the course.
The Middle Plains or the Mar River course?
No, the Middle Plains.
Okay.
As east as possible.
No problem.
If the wizards have left any sign of them going through.
Yeah, you're basically world exploring now. But good news, you got plenty of supplies. You got people who can hunt and get more supplies.
We need to beat the wizards to the source of all magic. That would be hilarious.
When he announces that, Freddie and Tom Tom each take a card as you feel inspired by this. Alex, discard a card you don't like. Refill your hand. Fuck the wizards. We will win the quest for magic. This is how heroes are born. It
would be hilarious if they were like, we finally found... Oh, Alex is here.
Alex is drunk there. Yeah.
What took you guys so long? Yeah.
I have this. I forgot to mention earlier. It's not anything. Let's see. What the fuck skill card? I add 10% to any of my... Or to the following skills. Zeppelin, parachuting... Do I need to use that now or
I would use that right the fuck now. I would announce
it's a permanent a permanent boost.
Yeah. Pick a skill and get a permanent bump.
Even if I don't actually but it has to be what I can use any of these skills listed here?
Yeah. Which one looks good to you?
Well, since we're up in here, I might use parachute.
God damn you wish you had some parachutes. Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, so I don't want
parachutes.
No. Neither
I believe in parachutes.
Neither did the Allies in World War One. Yeah.
I wanted to let that just get done because obviously John was asking questions about it, but I also just picked out World of Pain, so I'm sorry. But after I played that card, everyone has to discard all their cards and do not refill their hand.
You have entered a World of Pain, the Hurt Locker.
Obviously, the wizards were not happy with my plan of finding the source of magic first.
That's true.
They were like, I think There's evil in here. Alex is on board his ship. Curse him.
Matt, you're a bit quiet. Just...
Well, yeah, he's sitting behind me again.
Oh, right, okay.
And he is planning on
attempting to get a boom mic.
So... Oh, it's fine now.
I don't know how the mic works or anything like that, though. So, good luck. All right. Now, from the middle planes, by the way, animals of the planes, you guys get to, everybody give me a cryptozoology role and a natural history or animal lore type of role. And if you make it, I will tell you the animals of the planes.
So what are we on? I'm sorry.
Cryptozoology? Yeah, I know you have that. Your character went to school.
I have normal zoology. You mean, is that a write-in skill?
It is a write-in skill, cryptozoology. Okay, fine. Some of the players went to a magic school for a while and picked it up.
Ah, my cryptozoology teacher.
I did write that. I don't know if I wrote it down there. We learned that at the Shadow Academy.
Correct.
Yes. Do you want both roles or just one if you get the other?
Both.
Oh, here it is.
Get another check. Critical my natural history.
God damn.
not by much.
All right. Well, it seems like nobody knows what the weird animals you see are, and there's a lot of weird animals and stuff. You do see farters down there floating around and such. But in addition to that, the normal type animals you find are cheetahs, bears, foxes, panthers, and a wolf, and naturally, bobcats.
Bobcats.
So from the middle planes, your choices are you can either go to, by the way, do you know how to do a bubble map, John?
Is that what you've been using?
That's what I use, but if you go to the in-game boards, you can see Pete's made a rather nice bubble map of Dino Land.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted an idea of what it is. Anyway, from the middle plains, you can either pay a visit to Alexburg, or you can go on to the Bleak River.
Wake up, Pat Alex. Let's best burger. Breakfast with first golf.
Hmm. Did you say play some golf?
River. Katna.
Alexburg is a dead end, by the way.
River?
Which Alex?
Sorry, I was looking at boom mics.
If anyone mentions rivers, I'm like...
Oh, you're down.
No,
below
let's not
deck.
Go that way.
You're fine. You're, yeah, fine. You're below decks. You're pedaling.
Oh, do you want me to do a endurance roll or something?
Yes.
For the pedaling. Okay.
That's the right way to get rolls. Find ones that match into the story. I'm gonna check the heat because it's starting to get cold. Oh. God damn, he has become infamous below decks as the machine. Yeah. They're like, he won't stop pedaling, sir.
He's a machine. Oh, boy. What can I use?
Okay, so which is it, Alex?
John, that's the site that I use.
Get
the bubble maps.
Huh? Pay attention, sir. You're steering the ship. Do you want to go to Alexburg or Bleak River? Alexburg is a dead end. It's just a small, newish town.
I guess the Bleak River.
Okay. From Bleak River, the Bleak River is interesting because it's got like little bits of ice that float down in it. It's a pretty big, major river here. Fortunately, Freddy can't see it and starts screaming. You don't know where it comes from, but you realize, Alex, that if you were to follow it downstream to the east, that you're going to get to that hilly forest, and eventually if you went north, you could go to the dead forest where that dude lived in the tower and stuff.
Right.
Or you could continue on. Actually, you know, I think it just takes you right there. Yeah.
Although we were flying over to stuff, do we get tarot cards too if we haven't been here?
You've not, haven't you been? Oh, you mean to the different place? No, you've been to this world before and gotten tarot.
Oh, okay. Right. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all part of
Immemorialand.
Okay.
Yeah.
So from the Blue River, we can go to the hilly cliffs or something?
You can either go east to the unnamed hilly forest, okay, or you can go west to flows through the middle plains.
Yeah, we'll go east.
Excellent. Give me a cartography roll there, please. Tom, let's see if you are able to name the hilly forest. By the way, it's a lot faster, easier, and more comfortable traveling like this than on foot the way you did before, no. Alex. Yes?
No.
No. All right. So from here, you can either, Alex, go to the unnamed swamp or to the dead forest. This hilly forest, by the way, seems rather weird. Everybody give me a listen roll as you're flying over the unnamed hilly forest while Alex is thinking of the direction you'd like to go.
No. Okay.
Great.
Right. The two of you made it. There's a weird rattling noise. It sounds like kind of a rattlesnake type thing that seems to be coming from just trees in general down there. Weird rattling noise. By the way, anytime you want to stop and closely investigate anything, let me know. Otherwise, I'll just assume you're flying over it and going, isn't this lovely? What a day to be a captain.
That's those balls that we saw in the one trees. Freddy, you remember? The guy was talking about rattling in the trees?
I think that.
I believe we were here, yeah. And it was just making those sounds and... there were the bowls in the trees or something like that. When the wind was blowing, it was making those sounds.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Wait. I tried desperately to remember. I vaguely recall what you mean. But I was trying not to look at the trees.
Mr. Pickles.
Yes, Admiral.
I don't feel quite right dressed like this. Bring me my pirate uniform.
Which one?
The one with the gold and blue trimming.
Oh, right. He dispatches, he then passes the order to a sergeant who passes it to a private who runs off to get it. And they bring it back. And you change right there on deck. It just shows his cock fucking hanging there. Is he okay?
Holy shit, you're huge.
It looks well worn, if nothing else. All right, so you have a choice between unnamed swamp or up to the dead forest.
Let's go to, well, they both sound lovely. Let's go to the dead forest.
Okay, if you recall the dead forest, you've been here before? Okay. The dude in the tower?
Yeah.
Flying monkeys?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind actually going to... Oh, hold on, no. Are you sure? Is this the guy who said he was a deity?
No.
No, you
helped kill him.
I have not been to this one.
Ah, excellent. No problem. You guys begin flying into the dead forest as Logan looks desperately for his pictures on this. Mm-hmm. The first thing you notice is flying monkeys are keeping an eye on you guys, just like in the Wizard of Oz type flying monkeys, except they're not wearing the delightful little shirt things. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't think they're actually monkeys.
Oh, actually flying.
Let's see, where is it? Hopefully they won't cause too much sanity loss because somebody's going to just go nuts. As a side note, if you do help with the... Well, actually, you're below decks. You don't see shit right now. They just are telling you, oh, there's scary stuff out here. And you're like, pedal faster, pedal faster. like little fucking demon things. Where are they? This is the disadvantage of having too much shit prepared. All right, we go with description. The dead forest itself, it looks like all the trees, which are mostly those white birch ones and stuff, have died quite a while ago. There's no leaves on anything. It is literally a dead forest. And there's strange creatures that flit among the branches. And I just remembered where I have the pictures, so fuck them. And there's DIY MMO. Yes. And dead forest. All right. Alex seems to know where he's going. Well, no, he doesn't actually, but you're wandering through the dead forest. Hold on, let me switch you guys over to DIY MMO and give you some pictures here. Mr. Pickle's like, this is where that Thornheart guy lives. Shit. Okay. Picture. We have an uneasy alliance with him. We must be careful not to anger him because he's a valuable trading partner and he's some sort of, we don't know what kind of creature he is, but he deals with us fairly, but he's not very friendly. Okay. There's the pictures. Boonk and boonk. Right. So that's the dead forest. The leaves are in unsettling patterns. And there's also a tower that doesn't have any door on the ground floor for some fucking reason. The only door is on like the third story.
I've had dealings with this guy, and
he's okay, but he's like Mr. Pickle says, scratching himself in two places at once. He's like an information guy, so we get like text on how to do things from him and stuff like that. We've got miscellaneous trade goods, but we're gonna if are you just wanting to do a flyby to see the area, or do you want to actually
going to meet the guy?
He looks nervous. Okay, I guess. Well, you know, not everybody is loves you as much as we do, he says nervously.
Did I bring alcohol?
Yeah, I don't think he drinks. He's not that kind of creature. We don't even know what he is, but we know he's super duper dangerous.
Right.
And, you know, I don't want you to kill him.
I can bargain with him.
I'll be on my best behavior.
We've already got trade deals set up, he says. Oh, God.
But not my kind of bargaining.
We really don't want you to bargain with him.
That's a shame.
Yeah. His name is Thornheart Everblade. Mm. Yeah. Ah, there. Yes, they are fucking flying monkeys. Give me cryptozoology rolls. Because they're not exactly monkeys, but...
even me, because I'm below deck?
They can tell you about them. I mean, I figure you'd want to... Okay. Listen in or whatever it is. Everybody's actually listening into your bracelet because it's the main distraction down here. Everybody goes, wah. So, right.
One second. Nobody, huh? I didn't roll yet.
Ah. Nobody seems to know what these are, but they're kind of a weird fucking little monkey things. Fortunately, they're not causing any SAN loss. Because, you know, flying monkeys. And, right. Mr. Pickles goes, okay, I'm gonna have the thing about a kilometer or two away from his tower because we don't want to piss him off by just rolling up on him and stuff. So please, for the love of God, don't fuck up our trade deals, because he doesn't ask for that much and we get some good shit.
All right.
So he sets down the ship and whatnot. And right, you guys begin walking toward his place. When you get closer and closer, you notice that there's a lot of statues of different creatures going and frozen in place. Super realistic stonework, you think. Somebody did a great job carving these statues. Unfortunately, the person who carved them really was kind of a one-trick pony. All of them have horrified expressions. Are all three of you wishing to disembark the naughty Shamrock to go back up Alex?
Alex?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
Do you need me? Because,
You
pedal. Work on yourself.
Pedal, right.
Look, you got your camera? We can take pictures.
All right, look, if you need me, you know how to contact me. I'll just stay here for now, because forests scary. I don't like. Okay, bye.
Wait, I'm going to use your camera. You going to let me use the camera or what?
Yeah, right. Take it.
Thank you.
Kind of big, but yeah.
We're going to take some selfies with Mr. Everblade.
Good luck figuring out how to use it.
We'll figure it out.
All right.
So you guys head on up. You roll on up to his place, walking and whatnot. The flying monkey things seem to be keeping an eye on you. You notice that they don't seem to have weapons, and they just look evil, okay? You head up, and by the time you get there, apparently this dude knew you were coming, and so he is waiting for you on, like, the second, third story on his, like, balcony thing so he can look down and see you guys there. And he says, let me see if he figures out who the fuck you are. Yes. He says, Alex Kinley, come at last.
Hello.
Greetings. And your friend as well.
Yes.
Tom.
This is Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Excellent. I am Thornheart Everbleed.
Hello, Thornheart.
Yes. You have quite a reputation, Mr. Kinley.
Well, I do my best.
Yes, unfortunately, that reputation may get you into trouble.
It does normally all the time anyway.
Then you're used to trouble.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Meldeth the dragon knows your name.
Sure.
He comes from the north and he was seeking you because when you came, he said to me that it was like he could see magic entering the world and he wanted to eat it.
Yeah. He said magic entered the world.
Some sort of grand power you carried, but now I sense it not.
Yeah, it's gone.
What? Pity.
It's the way of things, unfortunately.
Yes.
So, the dragon's gonna have to look for somewhere else, I'm afraid.
Let us hope so. Yeah. For your and your town's sake.
Yes.
He lives to the north of here, should you wish to encounter
So does this dragon or yourself know anything about the source of magic?
I know of many things, but the source of magic, if it exists, would possibly be far, far to the south.
Yes. I have a funny feeling I might even know what the source of magic is. And I'm not sure I actually want to find it anymore.
But do you believe the source of magic is?
I think it could be an entity. Yeah.
Really?
An entity that I've had dealings with before.
Who might that be, Alex Kinley?
Well, it started a long time ago.
Go on.
I start retailing the story of Batman.
He is completely baffled.
I thought you were going to say something entirely. He gestures with his claw-like hand. It's got like
kind of like snake skin on his hand, and it kind of ends in talons and such, but it's very well trimmed and such.
Hey, can we come in?
No, I don't receive guests.
Well, we could be friends. We don't have to be guests.
It just looks at you for a while. Shakes its head sadly. It's wearing a big cowl and such to keep you from possibly seeing it, losing Sandy, whatever.
So the source of magic, somebody else came here looking for the source of magic.
Yeah. It's hard to say, really. We'll have to do some more investigation to see what exactly it is.
I believe, but I am unsure, that your answer may lie south of the Vengeance Mountains. Good luck, Alex Kinley.
He does the creepy floating backward thing into his tower, and then there's a pause.
You can teach me how to do that sometimes.
And then he closes the door. He doesn't have a cool automatic door, which would have been much better. He had to close it manually.
Yeah, he's got to work on that.
Yeah, but he is full of creepy menace stuff, and he didn't succumb to the charms of Tom Tom.
Yeah.
So where to now, Alex?
Back to the ship, I guess.
You guys head back to the ship and find out Freddy is still alive. He is just overjoyed to be alive. Mr. Pickles is really happy they didn't hear any explosions and screaming and towers collapsing and shit. Seemed to have taken him by surprise. So, you guys are going rather quickly, but I'm skipping over like days and shit like that. You know, just giving you the high points here. So, from the tower, you can go back through the dead forest to the unnamed hilly place, or you can go to north to the dead forest. So either south dead forest, north dead forest.
Well, south is the where the source of magic is supposed to be.
South sounds good.
You guys begin heading south. You go back through the dead forest. You notice that the weird monkey things, and there are a lot of them, like over 60, okay? They kind of keep track of your progress as you go. You're thinking if you were to have fought that one dude, it wouldn't just be the one. It'd be fucking a pack of flying monkeys plus that asshole. Because everybody needs friends. But you head back through the dead forest to the unnamed hilly forest. From the unnamed hilly forest, you can either go back to the Bleak River, which the Bleak River does flow through the hilly forest, or toward the swamp where the Bleak River goes to.
Well, I don't know about you, Alex, but hey, that Shoggoth creature, man, I'm staying completely away from water, dude. don't know how you feel, but
yeah, it's always a dead. Don't worry about it.
Which is it, Alex?
What's your choice again?
Unnamed swamp or back to the direction you came from, the bleak river?
Unnamed swamp going south, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Give me a cartography roll. See if you can name this swamp. By the way, if you don't actually have a name for it, then, you know, you just wasted your cartography roll.
Let's see here.
You can, of course, petition their characters for ideas for names if you wish, but it would be you getting to name it. I mean, it could become the Tom Tom Swamp or whatever the fuck you wanted.
Yeah. Why not?
Or not. So, moving on. From the swamp, you can either go to visit the lizard the crocodile-headed people's village, further into more swamp toward the temple of Dagon that you guys know about, some of you know about, or back along the Mar River to try to get more south.
The river to get more south.
No problem. You guys eventually going for the heading south. You eventually come to unnamed foothills south of Kinleyville. Give me a new cartography roll, sir. You'll get one eventually.
Eventually. Mm. Nope.
Cool. And right, from there, continuing on south, you eventually come to the active volcano, which used to be Zarconi's lair. You are very familiar with this area and its ruins and such. It's on the edge of the Vengeance Mountains. This is where that guy who called himself a god got butt-fucked by Kinleyville in the early days when you were there, Alex.
Yeah, that was funny.
Mm-hmm. So, continuing past the former god's home?
No.
You have searched this place before, unless something new has happened here.
That's what I mean.
Ah.
It's been a long time, so I wouldn't mind checking this out. Something might have taken root.
You check it out. Unfortunately, nothing has, but take a card for checking it out and being thorough. For you guys, it just imagine the quasi or the very normal bad guy's lair in an active volcano after the self-destruct button got hit.
Self-destruction, you're headed for self-destruction.
Now from here, Mr. Pickles is getting nervous. He's like, we have to be careful now because we're heading into the Vengeance Mountains. This is the territory of the bird people. When we first got here, the bird people came and gave us a map showing where the Vengeance Mountains was and explicit instructions to keep the fuck out of the Vengeance Mountains, Alex.
Tom, put Alex on the bracelet.
It shows Alex standing on his bracelet. I don't see what good this is going to do.
So I'm going to be like on the still below deck because I don't want to be outside. I'm going to basically explain to Alex what we were told about the stone slab. So basically, Alex, there is a while ago when we were in MMO land, the people in Kinleyville found a large stone slab with a dead birdman on top of it with some well-kept weapons with him. And this stone was kind of hovering in the air and then came crashing down and it killed one of their people. And now they're kind of worried that this is going to happen again, and they kind of asked us if we would look into it. We believe it has something to do with a funeral ritual or something, but we're not too sure. So just in case you wanted to look into that, there's that information.
Okay.
Mr. Pickle says, if you want, we could trying to avoid these Vengeance Mountains and just go west to get to some different Vengeance Mountains to avoid the Birdman territory, because...
Did we ask them why we had to stay out?
No, they said that we could have all of the Middle Plains and they would let us live if we didn't go into their mountains. They're apparently sacred to them.
Of course. Bloody sacred for everyone.
Well, especially them. But they gave us all the Middle Plains, all the level ground. Which, that's a lot. I mean, we haven't even explored all the Middle Plains yet.
Oh, Logan, are we, since this is happening over several days, can I make a few?
Yeah.
Can I make a few spell training attempts?
Sure. Go ahead and do five.
Yeah, sure.
You can also try five if you have any spells there, John.
Yeah, I just have that blurred vision thing.
You can try it on your fellow cyclists, or you can go down to the deck and cast it on your party member for fun. Hey, here it is.
How about some of the crew?
They probably wouldn't be as appreciative.
Okay.
They have to climb in rigging and shit a lot.
Bells. Wait.
But for some reason, Freddy doesn't like to leave the below decks.
No, never mind. Not doing that anymore.
Fumble card. Yay! Fumble. Another opportunity for GM fun time. Let's see what you get. Holy shit. You take a D8 damage.
Wow.
And D8 magic point lost.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, whatever you just did was massively fucking painful.
7 damage. Holy, okay.
No problem. They put and you the right off the bed.
And 7 MP. Wow, okay. Well, that's me done with spells for the day.
And pedaling. A couple of guys go, just pick you up and take you to your bunk.
What do you got to roll to blur? I can't find my stuff. What do you have to roll for it? The blurred vision? What do I got to roll?
Blurred vision spell.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. I think somebody put something new in the spells. It's
on tick the first box at the top. The very first box. Just check the box.
Gotcha. Got it. Thank you.
All right.
Tech guy versus anti-tech guy. You can do it.
Yeah.
You can try that 4 more times if you want, unless you get a fumble.
1. Two.
Good news for you two. Matt is suffering.
3. Oh, poor man.
They're laughing insanely.
Hey, I did it once.
Hey, nice. Good check.
And learn as well, by the way. Unless you've casted before.
Yeah, I've casted before. No, I don't know if I did or not. I don't know. What, on somebody or just... or?
Have you succeeded at it before?
Yes.
And it hasn't gone up?
I think just the once.
Yeah, then that's it, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Hit points, do I just leave it for now, or do I heal up?
Try 2 healing rolls, willpower times 5 or less.
Or I can try and heal you more.
Good point.
Who's hurt?
According to the crew, they think that Freddy finally, because he's been pedaling really hard, quite exemplary, but they believe that he's given himself massive groin strain from pedaling too much. They have no idea that it was from a spell. And they took him to his bunk to see if he would die.
Yeah.
So Alex shows up, she shows the door smash open. You're like, oh, he's like, ah.
Wow.
Hey.
Grabs hold of your crotch and says, regeneration.
At the beginning of each round for 6 rounds. Caster may heal. Have to change that. May heal 1 real point of damage if they remember to do so. They forget. Oh. So if you would want to skip 5,
yeah, he heals up 6. 6 Good deal. Alex laughs and probably slams the door shut. And he's still wounded.
Alright. Sorry I had to run.
The other that was fine to work.
That's how the spell works. Mm.
So awkward.
Alright, cool.
He tries it again. Roll not 2, and then you can level up again. Oh, wait. Before you do that, you could use your reverse dice and level up right now.
Oh, shit, yeah.
If you want to.
Fuck it. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, reverse dice, just make it crit.
Okay, right. So, he's lost interest in you at this point. As he gets a new spell, he goes, ha ha! Right. Unless, of course, he needs you to cast the next spell on. Let's see. Okay, after regen hit point, other is regen magic point self. I'll copy paste that for you. Regenerate. Now, from regenerate magic point self, there are 2 different directions you can go. So you can crit this one twice and get good shit. Okay. Matt? All right. Cool. There you go. So, yeah, that spell totally won't help you, but you're going to be casting it a lot.
Yeah. And what is, how many is that now?
What level are you up to, you mean?
Yeah.
You are at now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That would be an 8th tier spell, sir.
Bloody hell.
From there, it can either go to regen magic points other, very useful, or restoration self. The restoration is causes any one freshly removed missing thing to come back with a pop noise, does not regain any hit points. So limbs, eyes, whatever. So if somebody has an arm cut off, or if they've got a stub, you just recut it off and go, yeah. And if that doesn't kill them, you can cast this on them. They'll be fine. Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to have to chop you up with that. Yeah. So cool. Magic. Yeah. You've got a lot. You're probably the highest in the healing spells with 8 tier. Sure. Yeah. So no problem. He seems to have forgotten about you and he wanders off.
I'm very lucky.
So you're only down 2 hit points. But Mr. Pickle says, okay, if you want to go into the mountains, we can drop you off here, but it's impossible to sneak in this thing because pretty much look up and you'll see it. And these guys fly, so they're already up. They'll definitely see us. We can either turn to go around their land, which I believe is to the west, or we can drop you off and you can climb around the mountains and hopefully not die, because they are very, these mountains are like the Rockies. They're very severe mountains, full of vengeance. They look dangerous as shit. If anybody's got mountain survival, that will fill you with confidence. Yeah. If you don't, then you are filled with a sense of dread and knowing that soon you'll be falling off of cliffs and shit. But it is outdoors. It's nowhere close to water, though. They may have some small lakes hidden in the mountains to terrify Freddy with, but he doesn't like the outdoors much anyway. So,
would tracking help or anything?
To track animals, it would, but to track the flying creatures, less helpful. Also, Mr. Pickles already knows they live that way. He's like, they live in the mountains, the birdmen, and also men birds. They live in the mountains too. They both don't want us in their territory.
Of course.
So it's up to you what you want to do. And we've never, no No non-birdman or man-bird has ever seen their holy area before. So we don't know what it is. It's apparently a very powerful and mysterious place, and its mystery is only matched by its power.
Yes. I think we should go and start a relationship with the bird people.
We have a relationship. The relationship is if we stay away, they won't try to die by us.
That's a relationship, not a shitty relationship like that. That's the one where we trust each other.
They don't want us to go in their territory.
We rolled the shit out of
I'm going to turn west now, he says. Mr. Pickles fails to wish to start a war, and you're so happy that somebody is here to rein in Alex just a wee bit. So you guys then head to the more western Vengeance Mountains. From here, you have a choice between either going south into what appears to be a big fucking desert of death, or there's an unusually straight road that goes from the desert and continues up north into some different mountains. Up to you. So it's like mountains or desert to the south, mountains to the north, and the road that like a arrow. It's just completely straight. It appears to be a straight north-south road. Mr. Pickles says, we should definitely stock up on water.
Water. Yes.
Which way will we be going?
We will be going... Do you reckon we could get through the mountains? Yeah.
We're going to be mostly skirting them to go, well, if you mean going north or going south?
Going south.
We would definitely skirt as much as we could because the higher you get in this thing, the wilder the ride, especially over the mountains.
South it is.
Yes, sir, but we're going to need to stop and get water and possibly some more provisions and such.
Okay, let's land for there.
Dun, 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 dun. No problem. You guys land and whatnot. Would you like to take charge of any of the groups getting provisions?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Bring along Tom Tom. What about Mr. I Love Nature because there's so much of it?
Is everyone leaving the ship or how many people are leaving the ship?
They're going to send two groups of 10, and then Alex and his people can do whatever the fuck they want. If they want to go off by themselves, if they want to take charge of one of the groups of the 10, whatever.
I'll go with the group that isn't going to the water, but I'm not going to, like, help or anything. I just want to stretch my legs, basically.
Yes. It shows him rocking his legs are all muscular and shit. It's like so much paddling.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be, like, helping or anything.
Okay, no problem. You guys tool around a bit, and... let's see. Everybody give me spot hidden rolls. Lower is better.
Made it.
Crit just kind of takes all the goddamn fun out of it. No problem. You guys are scouting around, and Alex has found some strange runes and stuff. Runes on a stone. They kind of, like, the stone shaped kind of like a... old-fashioned gravestone with the rounded top, and then there's runes that go along the edge.
Pretty. Can you take a picture of this?
You can try. Whose camera are you using?
I took what's name's camera.
You've never Freddy. Given him back. It's been like a couple weeks. You haven't given him back his camera yet.
He hasn't asked for it.
Good point. Yep. All right, give me a willpower times one to make it work here.
Willpower times one.
Yeah.
Was that in a modifier or?
It's in the no, just straight up.
There you go.
Oh, there.
Oh yeah. He goes, and everybody looks at him like, "Holy fuck, he made it work!" You're like baffled. Be sure to take a check mark into your willpower there, sir. They're baffled at this, but you've got a lovely... Oh, give me a photography skill roll, please, because this is not super easy to photograph so that the runes all pop.
I don't know if I even have it. I'd be under.
Everybody's got it at a good percentage. It's like 40 or something percent to start with. It's,
yeah, it's 40.
Photography. Here it is.
Ah. It shows this blurry picture with him going, yeah, covering most of it. Cool, but it worked, and everybody's very impressed with that. And it seems to probably stop working soon after that.
Can I roll my rune lore skill?
Yes, with rune lore, it will tell you which language it is, and then you'll get a new roll for a new language on top of that. So you get rune lore first, sure.